We just got to do. We got to do a good job of not going to sleep on him, because a lot of things he do, he kind of lull you to sleep, and then he'd take off. And if you're not in full speed, and he's arguably one of the fastest guys in the NFL, so got to always know where he's at on the field. And that's pretty much it. We got a few, you know, calls and adjustments to depend on where he is, and got to know where he's at all times, though.
What do you mean by lull you to sleep? Does that mean
he just like come off cruising, like, and he just take off?
What's the most effective way to lift?
I don't get that. What do you mean?
Well, like, I mean, is it inside pressure, outside pressure, defensive backs, mixing it up? What's the most effective way to
combat
what he does?
I don't know. I don't know if I could tell you that. Are you from Philly? I think mix it up a little bit. Come outside, inside. Do, you know, man blitzes, zone blitzes. So I think just keep mixing it up. Don't give him a feel of where you're coming from next.
How important is it for you guys to keep him in the pocket and make him one-dimensional?
That's very important, because, you know, we all know once Vic is outside the pocket, he could make the plays longer and get guys to come open later in the play, and he also could take off and run, and that's how they really kill people, and he's the best at it. So we got to definitely try to keep him in the pocket and make him throw from the well.
Some of the other guys they have with him, is this the biggest collection of just pure explosive offensive players in the league?
Oh yeah, absolutely. All of their receivers are good, are explosive, fast, and Macklin is kind of overshadowed a little bit by Deshaun Jackson, but he's fast and can run great routes. So their receiving core is awesome. They got a good running back in McCoy, and then of course Vic. So they're explosive, and I can't forget Selleck too. He's definitely a deep threat as well from the tight end position. So, we got our hands full.
What makes Selleck so productive?
Most of his routes are deep, and that's kind of unusual for a tight end. And he's good when teams run zone. He knows where to find the opening, and the balls usually get there. And he got good hands and a little bit of run after the catch. So. He's really good.
Obviously, they get after you guys pretty good as fans there too. What is that venue like, and what would you anticipate it would be like Sunday with the stakes being even higher?
Man, as you mentioned that, I'm trying to think. Was that the game where I think we was on our way on the bus and they threw eggs?
Yeah.
Okay, that was a good game.
Pretty serious. It sounded at least pretty serious.
Yeah, man. That's to me, that's fun. I love it. I love kind of going in there being the villain, and fans hate you. I think that it motivates us a little bit more, so it'll be fun. It's playoff. It's going to be a playoff atmosphere, and we're going to soak it up. Thank you.
How do you actually simulate Vic in practice? I mean, it's
not
grand
then. You can't unless you get Vic back there, really. Yeah. I mean, there's no way you could really simulate it.
So you guys don't have like a different practice squad guy back there doing?
Nah. nope. It's just we know consciously, and I didn't get to play the first game, but yeah. The guys who was in there, they remind you, like, hey, he's fast, and so be prepared. And now we haven't practiced it, physically on the field. So unless you like put Greg Jennings
yeah.
Or something like that. But so we just got to, film study and I take the guys who played that game, I take their word for it. And I was on the sideline, so I kind of could tell he was blazing.
Is McCoy kind of an underrated guy? I mean, there's so much attention with like Vic and Jackson.
Underrated? I don't think so. I think the people who really know football, know the game, but don't think that. We know he's a good back, and I'm pretty sure his teammates and his fans know. So, I guess that's really all you can really ask for.
Just as far as national, national,
like
all people. He's not the guy that gets talked about, I guess.
Yeah, that's kind of true. Well, then again, we have Vic and Deshaun Jackson and Macklin, you know, sometimes being the fourth guy, you know, being the fourth guy, but in that particular case, being the fourth guy is a great thing. So, you know, but, you know, we respect them, we give them credit, and, you know, we got our hands full, we're going to have to somehow take them out of the game.